The Department of Natural Resources and the Environmental Protection Agency released a plan earlier this year that calls for dredging tons of PCB-contaminated soil out of the riverbed. As for what to do with it once it's out of the river, the plan is to dry the soil out and send it via pipeline to a landfill near the town of Holland in Brown County. Bill Clancy says he lives within spitting distance of the proposed site. Clancy represents the town of Holland on the Brown County Board. He's also the town clerk. He says he and his neighbors could live without a PCB landfill, but Clancy says it might be inevitable.
If anybody else wants it, yes. Do we want the money? No. If we have to take it, sure we'll take the money. But we're fourth generation out there, and we've got along without it for 100 and some years.
The town of Holland stands to gain $10 per ton of PCB soil dumped into the fill. That could be a financial windfall, considering the landfill would take the bulk of PCBs dredged out of the river. But Clancy says there are quality of life questions, like what sort of psychological effect will PCBs have on the neighborhood? Clancy's concerned property values could fall if people start moving away. PCBs are linked to human birth defects and cancer. If it was the land that drove farmers to settle in that area in the first place, it's also the land that makes Holland attractive to the DNR. The agency's Fox River project manager is Ed Lynch. He says the land around Holland has a thick layer of protective clay soil.
What we would do is we would construct a liner below it with leachate collection, and any material that would seep into the leachate collection system would be captured and treated.
Still, Lynch says the engineering details haven't been worked out yet, but the plan for shipping the soil via pipeline would cut down on truck traffic to and from the landfill.
It would result in a pipeline being built that would either be on land or in water or some combination thereof.
The town of Holland PCB landfill isn't a done deal. The DNR still has to negotiate with Brown County and with area townships. Since Bill Clancy is involved in local politics, he'll be paying especially close attention to the details.
100 years from now, the river will be clean, the pipeline will be gone, but we'll still have the PCBs in the town of Holland. And how do you tell your kids that you did the best you could to protect them and their descendants?
7 paper companies dumped PCBs into the Fox River during the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. They'll have to pay an estimated $400 million to get them out and to get the PCBs disposed of. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.